Why did I not say it out to my husband? Because it's a book of a shoot. So really, you all teach better not to say Shiva Mahu.
In Sefer Shabbos.
It says that you can't read the captions of certain images on Shabbos.
Yeah,
and then it goes to say that you shouldn't be looking at these even...
Even Bechelitzosa.
Okay. And then...
Distakla.
Yeah. And so then when you look at the Mepharshim on it, it says that that means that the... some of the Rishonim say that that means that you shouldn't be, looking at art, so so many artistic things, because it takes away from...
You see, it's only yourself. Artly shame out. But it's not also the more says no was the shana that on Gamliel when Edi Gakridish Achidish came to testify that he saw the Levone, so he had Suez of the Levone this way and that way. Akozeriism is the shame limit. Only half the shame out is also because that's like a resolve. And the Rai is a Tim Ebeneach is all selling that. Artly Shemad.
What if it's not for Limud, but it's for the sort of Kavod Habriyah? It's not with just for the name of art in mind, but it's because it's like you make things like in Eichler, they have the pictures of like Kavod Katnera and things like that,
What?
And the microcalligraphy and things like that.
What?
So
why?
Is that appropriate?
That's not appropriate.
What?
No, some things like are no. Some things are made in appreciation of.
Let's say a person has a nice painting of a menorah or a nice painting of the Kotel.
That's a light.
Okay.
Because that's also the same note.
Okay.
To appreciate.
Okay.
But the art lishemart means when it's not even lishemart, it's lishem abrizot. You make it like the substitute for the Rebbein Shalom. Yes.
When you daven in Shmon Esrei, we learn that you're allowed to walk in front of somebody if there's a mechitza between you.
What?
If there's a mechitza in between the person that's davening and you, you would be allowed to walk in front of that.
So what? So what's that mean?
So, with a shtender or a chair or a table would they be considered mechitzas?
In other words, if one boy's davening, let's say the boys are davening over, they're davening Meirav here. He's davening Meirav here.
And he's standing machitzes.
And no, there's a chair, okay? Yeah. And he's standing right behind the chair. Can he back up into
Why not?
Dalet Amos?
What's wrong?
Have to go with Dalet Amos in front of him as Paulo.
Little, I just thought. As long as there are no women there.
Dora, when you're saying Kiddush, do you have to cover the bread up, or do you have to completely remove it from the table?
You have to cover because of the man. The man, so you had at the bottom and the other on the top. So it's Friday night and Shabbos morning and even Shabbos Shulis.
No, it's a question. When you make the Bar Priya Gofen of Kiddush, so the minig is it better not to have the lechem on the table or to have the lechem there and cover it when you're saying Kiddush? The challahs is better.
You can have the bottle of wine, grape juice on the table, but it should be closed.
No, but when I'm making Kiddush on, when I'm saying Bar Priya Gofen, the challahs I have, can they be on the table? Just cover them. Or it's better they should not be on the table when I say Bar Pirgah.
It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Yeah.
Is music on Yom Ha'atzmaut permissible?
Ha'atzmaut.
Yom Ha'atzmaut. Can one have music on Yom Ha'atzmaut?
Yeah, it's okay. In here, not. But in Israel, because the secular Jews will say that the Jews are seen as seeing, so it's a mystery to have it.
But what if you have here also? Sometimes they have a community where the, you know, secular Jews will also say that the Orthodox are, you can have in the United States the same thing.
You shouldn't go to the menorah temple, to the conservative, to the reform temple, and in Midtown, or how is it called?
Emmanuel, yeah.
Temple, you shouldn't go.
Right.
You shouldn't invent a b'machel. I entered Temple Emmanuel one time when a certain woman was arrested because they accused her of a throwing a bomb. It was, you know, it was a misira, a sheker. Come on. So I went and I spoke to a reform rabbi and I was able to save his life. Hmm. In the church I would do it.
Yeah.
Why does the Rav hold that one should say halal on Yom HaAtzmaut?
Why not? What's wrong with it? In other words, Mikadosh Hashem, the secular people shouldn't think they have a monopoly on Avas Siyam.
What about the Gemara that says that someone says halal just like every day is Mikadosh?
But it's not every day. It's only saying Tehillim once a year. Yeah.
Today we learned that in Rambam, Yisodei Torah, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, unlike other Nevi'im, he was on...
One of the Ikhamadei Nevi'im. He was different in all that Nevi'im. Now there is a very strange Sefri. We come to Yisrael, Kimeish and Novi. So if he says, "Be solely come," I will be Salem come. So the discussion is, how is the Bilam Rosh? So was Zeicha to something that Yishaya hear me and Micho, I mean, and Shmuel were not Zeicha and he was Zeicha. The Rambam says in Rezatire, what's the difference between Misha Rabbeinu's Nevoye and Kolam Vim? All the Nevi'im, they couldn't talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom revealed himself, so then they were able to talk. But when the Rabbeinu Shalom did not reveal himself, they were not able to talk. So what? Another difference is that Moshe Rabbeinu is there, and Kol Hanevi'im is Yoshi. Another chiddush is because in order to be qualified to be a Navi, you have to attain intellectual perfection and ethical perfection. Intellectual perfection means he should know all the sciences, physics, biology, you know, chemistry, the law of motion by Isaac Newton, and the law of relativity by Albert Einstein, and even the social sciences, and the economical sciences, and the sociological sciences. So the Chavis Alvoris in the Akdomit says that the Menere symbolizes the all the Chochmas. On the right side you have three Neres. So one represents mathematics. It's very interesting. And one represents music. So now secular people so divide, make a distinction between sciences and arts. But the abdomen of the Chiddush HaAvos does not make any distinction between science and art. The second era represents physics and chemistry. That's purely deductive mathematics. And then the third one represents biology and history. And then on the other side, you have no biology, history is on the other side. History and economics and civics and all other social sciences. Say, what's the common denominator between mathematics and music? Because the common denominator is harmony. 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 And then you have the social sciences, which are based completely on inductive method. Biology is based on inductive as far as observation and experimentation is concerned, and as far as drawing the conclusion through experimentation is deductive. That's what he said. Any other question? Yeah?
By a mitzvah that's drabanan, like...
What?
A mitzvah midrabanan?
Like lighting the nails of Hanukkah.
Yes, so the Rambam Shita is that whenever you have a mitzvah drabanan, you have on the social. So the Ramban is the kashe, if you are evil, it's also, so it should be high malchus. High malchus. So Bishleime, according to the Rabban of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that I love the malch, the mechameya, which is nichnas in the lovely sasekom locho, except on sasekom locho, there is a chi of chorus, and by mechameya, which is the same love, there is a chi of malchus. So you understand? Because Islam shenit no azoras no says best. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says I'm a chamer, you're high malchus, so why doesn't he get malchus? So I heard from my father, there's a very simple teretz. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, that I'm not shenit no Lazarus Bezin is leaking all of, but here it's Lashi Bechoris. For example, what's an example of Lashi Bechoris? Lusechu Adam, so the Ikalisa consists, Lusechu Amivioli Dishvikadam. But the tough Lisa is if somebody eats a hind leg or a foreleg of a behemoth that was chopped off while the behemoth was still alive. So alive, and then he eats it. And so then he's able on that love. Another example is of Lishi Shaksu. So the Ikalav Lishi Shaksu, if somebody eats worms and bugs and rats and mice. But the other issue is if you eat Piyodayim Zovis. Let's say sometimes you see a woman who picks up a sandwich from the garbage bin and she eats it. And she doesn't care that the sandwich is all kinds of filth and dirt. And another issue is Hamisha Mashesnikov. So that's the Cheval Taise. So it's not Shaykh to give Malkis. But even according to Shlokish, who says that Sheval Taise, there is also Malkis, he's also Osa, because he's Potter. It's only Tophlisa. So another example is with Neivel Isitnich. What does Neivel Isitnich mean? If you give a Kishyain Linoza, so that's a virtual, not of Miladamme, but of Miladamme, Miladishmai. Or you give him Nachai Lebeneach. And Beneach is also Alev Nachai. So it's also a virtual in Miladishmai. And another is there, if somebody, Kipshute, puts a stumbling block before a blind person who is walking. With what? So then he's there, and the Rambam says that there is no malchus, only on lechichol adam. So achille lishene, so he's like, and achille shniye, is asoy, kabos asoy, and to aid him. So in the Shlish HaKadoshim, the Shenim, within the 3 months of his Bar Mitzvah, then he gets Malchus. So the Chinuch gives another reason. The Chinuch says that the reason is why Alf Nivel is it Mirchel, you don't get Malchus, is because suppose somebody puts a Kishyayin Linozer, and then he intends to drink it, but before he finishes it, the Kishyayin falls down to the ground. And he doesn't eat it. So he's not chayiv, because he's only like Mishchavim Lechel, Psach Hazir, the Ola B'yodei Psachle, was a Machlekes. Now, the Mishnah Malachas is suffered. In Perikei, Milchas Malver V'Levi. Suppose a Uvein is Malver, 1,000 Zuz, and 5% interest to be paid every month, and then he doesn't succeed in that. So one sheet he is, according to the Chinuch, he's potter of Malchus, and according to the Rambam, he's not chayav Malchus for another reason. Because it's a Lavan Itan Tashluim, but otherwise he would be Chayav Malchus. So that's not to me. All right, now, other question.
From a Torah perspective?
What?
From a Torah perspective, how would one rebut someone who believes in evolution? That evolution...
Well, there are two kinds of theory of evolution. One was by, what's his name? Darwin. Darwin was a very religious guy. The extent that every Sunday he attended Mass at the church, and he had believed in creative evolution means that Chas v'Sholem, the world did not come into being by itself, but the Rebbeinu Shon created it directly, the purpose that gradually it should evolve from the protozoa into a frog, from the frog into a fish, higher and higher, and from the fish into a bird, and from the bird into a behemoth, then into a monkey, and a gorilla, and finally into the Homo sapiens, with the intellectual human being. Dr. Alfred Huxley, on the other hand, was an atheist. So he said that the world came into being, into existence by itself, accidentally, without anybody administering. Isn't that stupid? How can there be a Biro B'Yeres B'Eish, believe Arabio, that was Rav Avraham Avinu's proof that there is a God in Rav Avraham Avinu, was raised by Terach, his father, who was a pagan, to believe that all the idols came into being accidentally, and there is no one who controls them. On the contrary, the human being is the real idol. He runs the machine. The whole world is a huge computer. Now, do you know who invented the computer, the IBM? A Jew, I forgot his name, who was Ben of the Chassam Sefer. I remember that about 62 years ago, I read a report by a non-Jewish correspondent. He said Mr., I forgot his name, Wheeler, Dr. Wheeler, who invented the first computer. Are you proud of your ancestor, Rabbi Sofer from Pressburg? He says, I'm ashamed of him. I would be much happier if I hadn't been his descendant. He was a big genius, but a fanatic. He believed only in one religion. What religion? Judaism. And didn't mean Judaism, only Orthodox Judaism. Ultra-Orthodox Judaism. Not conservatism, not reform, and not even traditional Judaism. Not even traditional Judaism. So he said he was a big fanatic. So that's why I don't want to know of him. I wish I would forget I was a descendant of that fanatic. Any other question?
Are the mitzvos an enzyme themselves, or they are means to an end?
What?
Are the mitzvos, the purpose of the mitzvos themselves, or the purpose of the mitzvos something else, a means? Are the mitzvos a means?
I need to say, I need to say, do it. If it's kept something, made with silencing, because it appears to ignorant people that is made in Shtiyaruz. And two gods, Bishitov, Bishleime, Bishleime, made more in Mishakinese, Mishum de Merzik is Territories. While Taif is a Hashem Ho, Name. What? I mean, Masrati was a rock, but the Denise, the Chai was a Miforich, Paul Dynamis, and a rock on the table. And I told him, here's a good Shmue. He says, I take a native, but even when he hears a bitter Shmue, that was bereaved of his ages, knowing of his father, of his mother, so he also has to Miforich. Hello, Kabisi, Arim Alkin Tipu Yagir Achmecho, my time Plige Boy Netreya Mahoy, Marobe, Kabisi Bakobin, Kabisi Basbidi, Kabisi Bakobin Omar, with the Shamato Tino Masipoish, he injects jealousy, my supposition. A sheep, the benishons, a rachamim, extend to a bird, but not to a cattle, not to a dog. But it's not true, on the contrary, on a dog, there is a mitzvah So that's a mitzvah of Hakorastei. The array mentions it in Miriam Mitzvahs. And Rashi and Tzochim also mention it. We have to be Makatev, not only to the Benishom, not only to the father and the mother, and to the Rabbi, who raised me, who gave me El Masé and El Mabó, but we have to be very grateful to the dog, even though we don't know whether a particular dog now, thousands of years later, happens to be a descendant, but it doesn't matter. We have to be grateful to the whole race, because one dog, instinctively and naturally, not a pair of hoofies, so saved our lives. It's like the Rambam in the Hasokos mentions the time when a Sheise, a Seres HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamim Veinu Exeres. In Miran Fuchim says, he discusses the question whether the creation of Shemayim Vores has a purpose or not. And then he says, there is a machlekes between philosophers. Some philosophers say, because they have a purpose, and some philosophers say, it was the decree of God. Let's say, about the laws of motion by Sir Isaac Newton. So, Isaac Newton is mentioned in the Encyclopedia Britannica when he's 4 years old. So Isaac Newton asked his mother, "Mother, I had a dream about laws of motion." So he said, "What is your dream? Such a child, 4 years old, I don't have such dreams." So he said, "I dreamt that there is a law of motion. Why does it ball when I throw a ball up, it goes down? If it goes up, so on the contrary, there is a law of status quo, that something that's in motion, it tends to remain in motion until it is stopped by something. No one stops it. Who is throwing the stone to throw down the ball?" So he said, "Silly Isaac, go to sleep. You don't know what you're talking about." He said, "It's not so simple, man." And then the next day he said, "I think I came to the solution that there is a law of motion, that something that is thrown up so goes down, because everything that is up tends to go down because of the gravity of the center of Earth." He didn't know the formula then, but he knew the general principle. So he said, "Silly Isaac, go to sleep." So when he became older, so he developed the formula for the law of motion. Okay, what are the questions?
Giving our cars to dogs?
Yes,
I don't
sure.
understand that concept of giving
Why
birth.
Not?
Because it's something that they did instinctual. So shouldn't you give...
Instinctive, okay. But
so
still,
so
what? If it's instinctive. If it's instinctive. So what? Now, by Shikhe, he says, v'shachto esheim abasode. So why is he misborech? What did he do? He forgot. He wasn't happy that he forgot. He would give Kohen the army to find it. But mitzvah shichle, yes. Baruch hu ki eish, shim yeish. So then, if the Torah wasn't mitzvah, it wouldn't be maisa mitzvah. Only because the Torah is mitzvah. But the Rambam says there are two ideal characters. One is Meishel Beruche. Meishel Beruche is one who likes to, because he has an excess of energy, he wants to channel, to release it, because it must be released somehow. If he has an excess of energy, so he wants to release it, it must be released in one way. And you know, the maskilim, kvisitai the chazal. The chazal on misake, that the man chauvinistically and egoistically, in an arrogant way, says, shloshan isho, a thief he had been superior to the woman. The woman they consider as this substage between the gorilla and the human being. And the woman says, Shosanika Zaini, that's like a boha of bold dynamics. But it's not so. The real reason is because a man has an excess of energy. So he has a lot of temperament. He has a lot of ambition. So, and that must be released. Either it's released in a constructive way by drinking wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Purim, or it's released every day by becoming a drug addict, by taking marijuana every day until he becomes sicker and he doesn't know what's going on. Because a man has an excess of energy. A woman, we say that a woman is called Rachel, Rechen. What does Rachel mean? There's the uterus of the woman, human. So that comes from Rachamim, Rachmonis. So because the woman is instinctively, intuitively inclined towards compassion, towards love, towards cooperation, towards consideration, towards forbearance and tolerance. Now, the Meshach Chochmah is the kash. How is it that the Mishnah in order says, Hoyish maderes nebi nozia, Hoyisho maderes nebi nozia, that a man can impose upon the son the cotton to become a nozia, when he's still a cotton, and the woman cannot, and the mother is not higher in mitzvah of chinuch, even the rabbon, and the father is higher in mitzvah chinuch, with the rabbon. But the Torah says in Parshe Vayero, why did I make a special recognition to Avraham Avinu? Hasoron Ishenes Nisra, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu was a young child, so he was ready to let Nimri Dorosho throw him into the fiery furnace. And then, when he was already old, so the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Avraham, Avraham, Vayimalt, Rekach, Esbincho, Esichitcho, Esichitcho, Kasher Afto, Vilach Lecho, Alaras Mario, Vualei Shom Leiro, Alach Adorim, Asherim Alach, Vayashkim Avraham, Varikea, Vayach Lecho, Vayere, Vayikach, Esnorot Vitei, ויקרא אברום, אשם אכילס ביודי, ואם אני אשם אברום, הרי יעשה, הרי המזבח, ואי יעשה לילו, so he said, אליקים ירלון, אשעשה לילו בני, he was intimated, that he saw Kubilikov, and then אברום אבינו, took the Macheles to Shecht, his son Yitzhak, Al Kish Lachot Rana, Valtas Lemimo, Kato Yedato, Kir Elim, Kato. So Avraham Avinu is the Kashi. How is it that the Rebbeinu Shalom exposed Avraham Avinu to so much agony and depression that he should think for a moment that he has to slaughter Yitzhak Avi, Yitzhak Mei, and then remain devoid of children and old, and the Knesset Yisrael will not exist, and the whole world or the whole human race will be like the monkeys who jump on trees. Didn't Avraham Avinu know that? So among the terrorists, of course, because some form of Inu knew that, but he wanted a form of Inu to know it in order that he should transmit this this courage and daring challenge to face, daring challenge to makrif everybody, even the son, even the son. So now there was a French scientist in the 19th century, by 1950, his name was La Follette, and La Follette conceived the concept that if parents from birth habituate the child, they habituate not only from birth but from conception to good virtues, to ethical values, then from conception it becomes incorporated into the genes, into the genes. But that turned to be untrue. But if it is done from generation to generation for hundreds of years, then it is incorporated. Now, Dr. Jung said that just as there is an individual unconscious, as Dr. Sigmund Freud, the Jew, conceived that, so there is a race unconscious. The Germans, he predicted the Holocaust about 100 years before he predicted the Holocaust. The Germans are the descendants of the remote barbarians who destroyed all civilization in the world until King Charlemagne defeated them, and that prevented the destruction of the whole world. Is excellent for the world because throughout generations they are habituated, to vicious qualities. But the Jews, on the other hand, were habituated throughout the generations to be intuitively and instinctively attend towards virtues. Now, then the Meshech Chochma Mitzvah, there are two kinds of Mitzvah Chinuch. One Mitzvah of Chinuch is on the general level, that in a general way they should train the children, the sons and the daughters to do ethical things. And so Yamachuyev to train them, and that is incumbent upon the father and upon the mother vis-a-vis the son and vis-a-vis the daughter. And then there is another mitzvah in a particular way that the father is Machuyev with the Rabbonon to make sure that Kotn Sheigir Al-Chinuch, so to wake him up, let's say, before the Zman Tefillah, before 10 o'clock, Lekat Tefillah is Zman Tefillah, and even if he refuses, so he should smite him on his hand mildly. If he doesn't do it, so then he can tell him, you will not get a $5 bill when you go to school to buy for yourself candy, for this candy. But a daughter, so he doesn't have to do it because she'll do it anyway automatically. Automatically. There is a halacha that when the son becomes bar mitzvah, the father has to stand and say, Baruch Sheptachani Me'onchi Shalaseh. So what's the reason? So according to Levush, the term is that as long as his son is in cotton, so the father is nenesh and the averus of the cotton. So the Taz says because he becomes potter of Mitzvah. So the Libush Tam is very explicable, but the Taz Tam, that is the biggest honor. So the answer is now, what's the name? Rabbi Vadi Yosef Shlite has two tshuvas from Sephardic Poskim. Now the halacha is when his son becomes ben yigimul son of Yemechot, the father says Boshut Tarani. How if the daughter becomes Basidveishon of Yemechot? Does the father become, you have to say Boshut Tarani? One tshuva of Sephardic Poskim say yes, one tshuva of Sephardic Poskim say no. So what's the explanation for the Sephardic Poskim who say no, So according to the Levush, he has to say, according to the Taz, why shouldn't he say it? So the answer is, when his daughter becomes Basvation of Imechot, so he is happy that he becomes rid of strict justice and only to apply the affection and cooperation and regard with a smile. But according to the task, what's the reason? So the answer is again, in regard to his boy, you have to do it because otherwise he'll run wild because the excessive energy has to be released some way. Either it's released in a constructive way or it's released in a very, very, destructive way. What time is it now?
Quarter after 7, 7:15.
The quarter after 7. All right. Other question. Other question.
Let's say a guy that is b'chayiv in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, if he steals, is he chayiv misa?
Yeah, he's chayiv misa, but that doesn't mean that Besdin shall b'neach has to kill him. Can you give me a chumash, a brash, shabash, v'yisha? Let's have the Ramban.
No, let me get a Ramban.
Rambam, the Rambam, Perik Ches, Mihilches Melochim, Halocha Yudal, O Yudbeis. Where is
it?
Where?
Oh, by Shem.
By
Shem,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is there. Where is it? No. It's
Ches. It's Ches. It's Ches, you know? It's Ches.
And this. Perik Tes, Halacha Yudalit. Keisat Mitzvah Adim, Hayomim Leishif, Dayonim Lishayftim, Lecholplach, Hoplach, Lodin, Lishishmit Yisayu. What? 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 Ulhatsir Asom, Lazar Asom, Ubaneach, Shov Arachas, בשל המיצס אלו יורק ישייף ומזה נצחייבו כבר ישכם הריגה שער ישכם גוזו דינו ואמרו ויודו ומידו סוד הרמבן אסט תוקש מו נפשך פרסט בקוז שאומרו חכום אז ראש הזה מסוסון לא יאומרו אלו בעבירה שביקום בעשי ולא יבעבירה שבמיה שבשבלתייס. ואפילו אם נניח שהדין של הרוסון ומסוסון נאמר גם כן בשייכס ביחס עם אבי ישבות הישה, אם כי נקוש היא לומר הלא יעקב אבינו הוא יוצר פריס הוגשן לקיים את הדין. ואם תימא כשיעקב אבינו הוא לא מפחית ולא פחית, מייבי השכנים הסונים יובילו וישמידו את סיעקב וסקול ובייסי ותלחה שהקויש בורכו סייר יצא והצליחה לומר קירר שימן ולוי ויומה אור כאב מגרוז ואפרוסם בקושסו. So that too, so the terrace is like this. In regard to the question, shall Yomu Elo Bavere Bikumvasei Viloi Bavere Bishavaltaise, so Mahmendo Kasha, the Chayne Levoche, cites Lenin Mechabon Lishenin before she atere, that the nation Shem. There was a mini kodum, like in ancient Athens, that whenever a mayor or a melech wanted to do something, the derech klal was connected, the akukim mishpotim, the nimusim against the Bill of Rights of Shrem, so he had to assemble all the citizens, the schorim, who are all loden, and ask him for such issues. Now here too it's very probable that he called some mele the Oreva Bechuk Kumbasei, not only Bishaval Tais. In regard to the other question, but why Yaakov Avinu cursed all up and close, so the answer is because there is a distinction between the Chiyuv Mezen the business of the soil, so there the Mechayev is Kapore, and that's why the Gemara the Brisa says the Makis Chayov in Mises Bezen the Moshe Tshuva the Mechapim Aleyev, because he needs the execution to Mechapa, and Chayove Trishes Imoso Tshuvo Bezen Mechapa Neise. So Avraham Avinu, so Yaakov Avinu wanted to act according to the Din. But that doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that Yaakov Avinu considered Shimon V'Levi as Chotzrim, because they're not Chotzrim. Like a judge today who has the right to impose the maximum punishment of capital punishment and the minimum punishment of putting him in prison for 10 days or to give him it's 7:40 now.
35. Mm-hmm. You want to stop? You can stop and move down.
No. No. I have a lot to say. Where is it?
I'm sorry.
Rikim. How is it that Ligabe Rois it says Blosh Nabi and Kev it says Blosh Yochit? Either you should say Ipiel Yen, Rishitsu, Horois, Vihatri Reis, or he should say, Mipialien, Usitsa Rabati. So he says, the Tzriramir says, there are two kinds of voice, ethical voice and physical voice. As far as ethical voice is concerned, so that's not decreed by the Rebbeinu Shalom. When the Rebbeinu Shalom decreed there should be a Mabul, there should be a Chum by Zrishin, there should be a Chum by Shemi, he didn't Chas v'Sholem decree that, because, and when the Holocaust took place, he didn't Chas v'Sholem decree that all the Sadiqim and Gdeishim, all the Chonav Vassaman and Yisef Ziv, all of Asholem, the Gdeishim, should be killed. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, in his infinite wisdom, took cognizance of the fact that if he's not Messiah Das for a moment, then the world will revert to Soyu Voveyu. And Mele it happened. But much more would have happened, except that after a few years, the Rebbeinu Shalom again took cognizance, or in his infinite wisdom, that now it's already time to give Ashkocha Protis upon Klal Yisrael, or at any other place.
Chazaras HaShatz and the Shiach Tibor has a shayla. Is he allowed to stop and go ask somebody the question?
I understand. What kind of a shayla is there? That is
negiyat
to a tibor. What do you say? Mashivuach mered hageshe or mashivuach mered atar?
Yeah.
Yes, but then he's mechuyev to ask.
And he stops.
That's right. Any other question?
Should a person stand up for Kriyas HaTorah?
Well, according to the Rambam, yes. According to Rambam, yeah, no. Before the stroke, I used to stand up for all of Kriyas HaTorah. Now it's too difficult for me. It's not a question of hardship, but I wouldn't be able to concentrate. So to be also sorry to have said it. So that's why I stand only for Bohu, Bohu as I shall Mambero, and then I sit down.
One is almost finished with Shmuel Esrei, and he's up to Elokai Netzar.
What?
If a person is almost finished davening, they're up to Elokai Netzar. They're saying Elokai Netzar.
And the Chazan is now saying Chazar is in the middle of Chazar Shas. Is the person supposed to answer or make after the Chazan's
in the middle of Chazar Shas? No. But believe me, he should say Amen.
So he's saying Elokai Netzar. I'm saying Elokai Netzar.
Yeah.
I hear the shots are saying Magen Avraham can answer Amen.
Oh, yes, and some. Not believe it.
Rambam in Igeret Teman writes that.
Rambam what?
In Igeret Teman.
Yeah.
Writes that, Rambam,
yeah.
That Nebuah returned a few hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Is that to be taken literally or how do we understand that?
What is the Rambam Shita on Nevuah, when Nevuah will return?
According to the Rambam, Nevuah is not a miracle, not a natural. On the contrary, it is a natural thing. And like Shmuel HaKotn, when he was Rosh Tisha, Olof Shechino Kineisha Rabbeinu, Roshayim Adir Rolikach, so that was Shalosh Yedeach HaTeve. But the Mesa Mashiach will be wrong for me for you, so then it will be a natural thing. Go ahead.
So what he says in the Igeret Teman that Nevuah was to return in the year, I don't remember exactly the year that he says, 4,900 and something.
Yeah.
So,
he predicted it.
He what?
He predicted it in the Messianic year. Exactly. That it will be in Tovshin Aleph.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So in other words, it didn't come to fruition, so it's not.
Yeah, ourselves.
If the reason we say how Nirmatzvut is because we're saying that this is like the first step Mashiach is coming.
No. The first step to Mashiach will be the unity between all the Orthodox Jews, between those and the Gerlatoa, Sephardic, Ashkenazic, all of them. And then they'll be able to establish a state of Israel that is according to the Torah when Mashiach comes, so that then it will be completely al pi Torah.
Is there a problem with the tefillah they have? I think the Rabbanut in might have been in Haifa has a tefillah that said for Nedrei Tzahal, the four.
It's a beautiful tefillah.
To say it on Shabbos. Is there any Shaila? Someone mentioned they thought it's a Shaila.
In Yeshiva's place.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Beautiful tefillah. What else?
Should a person stand up for a Chazar Shots?
If it's not hard for him, he should definitely stand. Before, until the stroke, I stood up. Only at Machter I sat down. Go ahead.
Yeah. How to pronounce the letter tough, Saf. He heard that the Taimana pronounced like a TH, like a th sound. What's the right way to pronounce
it? TH is the right word.
What should we do?
There's a riot for TH. That's the right way. Go ahead.
So during Kriyas HaTorah, we should pronounce it.
What?
So during davening Kriyas HaTorah, we should pronounce it.
Well, no, they're all used to pronouncing it, you know, like bias, Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's should they the change? Right, no, should they say Shabbos or Shabbos? Shabbos. Shabbat.
According to his background.
According to his background, so whatever you're doing.
If a Temani reads the Torah in Ashkenazic shul, so he should say it according to that custom and practice of the Ashkenazic shul.
Yeah.
When are you supposed to say, when you're saying in Al Amechia and Al
Hagafen,
where are you supposed to put them?
When you take wine, when you take drink wine or grape juice.
But should you put them together into one bracha?
Well, if a person has a kiddush, he has grape juice and he has a cake, should he make one Al Amechia and say Al Amechia of Al Hagafen?
First Al Amechia and then Al Hagafen.
But put them together in one bracha.
What else?
Is there an inyan of following the minhag of the rub of the particular shul that you're davening?
That's right. The yodom eir ben aishenim v'yoshin ben oir.
Even if it's not his rab mubah?
That's right. That's why if people say harold out the boche, you should also say harold out the boche. What else?
Once it's
on
Shachmas,
you know,
that
you
eat
oven.
Is that
right,
also the same with the
Bible? Yeah, that's right. I see. Because it's Gaiva. But if he has to drink or to eat the Fuyeh, that's not the Shem Gaiva.
So if you're very hungry, you're allowed to eat before
Ma'ariv? If he's very hungry, so he'll abstain from it. Nothing will happen. It's not the end of the world.
What if somebody knows that they're going to school and they had a lot of work the night before and
Chanukah.
Okay, any time that you're up late doing work.
Yeah.
And so you're afraid that you might fall asleep in shiur, so you want a cup of coffee to help keep you awake.
So what's wrong with that?
But the only time you can get coffee is before school starts and before you daven.
So what?
You can have a cup of coffee before you
daven. Of course, it's not Lishem Gaiva.
Okay.
What else?
How can you say And what?
He wants to know the Heichen Sivano by Drabanan. How we could say
it? Says in Mitzvah Shabbos, Heichen Sivano, Lissoso. So according to the Rambam, it means the Mamashiva Lissoso. The Ramban says it's not a smacht. A smacht is completely the Rabbanan. But see, Asmachu, in other words, it becomes a Hefzer of Torah. If you study Mitzvah's Beitze, which is 90% deals with the Rabbanans, Yamakayim, the Mitzvah's Torah, of a Bishop Yimam, with the Reise. But if it's not Niskan by Bez Nagoru, but by Adar Dili Ador, you're not Mikayim and Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Let's say when you study Cherem von Migarshin, under what circumstances he's in Cherem, or what circumstances he's not in Cherem, if he marries a niche of Bal Kocha, so then he's not Mikayim and Mitzvah of a Gisa Behim and Balayla.
How are people allowed to dance on Simchas Torah?
Dance? They go away. My father used to dance this way.
This question is in terms of the gzera that Shemi Yisak and Klei Shir. When does it apply?
It's not Shaya, as Teisa says, because we don't. It's very easy to Yisak and Klei Shir after Yom Tov.
Does that mean that one can also act over them on?
So can a person clap also, like on Shabbos?
No way, yes. My father did.
But it's only really should be L'Shem Mitzvah.
That's right. You know, there's a story by Rabbi Gvehiga, that Shlomo Meir's son became a host. So Shlomo Meir said to him, Rabbi Gvehiga did not see you. Then when he came to visit his father, the father didn't let him into the house. So he came to the grandfather, so Rabbi Gvehiga said, I have nothing against you, but one thing I don't understand. I gave you a heter to clap on Shabbos. So he said, because our kavon is in your mind, he says, but if your heter is in your mind to do an avat. And they asked all the models.
Yes, what
was it?
He wanted to, if you could explain what happened with the molech, what they would do with the babies and pass them through the fire, what they did and what was the purpose of it.
Yes, so what's the problem?
What they did, you wanted to know?
No, I'm saying, like, why did they do that?
He wants to understand, what was the avodah zara, what did they do, what was the purpose?
What happened is all?
By the molech, they would take the baby and pass it through the fire.
Because they thought it's out for the sake of party. And it wasn't out for the sake of art, it was out for the sake of limud.
No, I'm talking about in the Isser Molech, Mavr B'no Bito B'Molech.
Oh, Molech. What kind of shayra is it?
No, he wanted to know what they did. He wants to understand what they did.
They sacrificed on fire their oldest son. They put him in fire to be burnt.
It was a form of Avodah Zarah.
A form of worship by the ancient pagans. And today we do the same thing the Nazis used to scout in order to establish a year of a 1,000 years for the fear, the big fear, the maneuver. The big fear, yes. Can I start Parshas Achimeis? Ksinis Bakidish, Yilbash, Mixli Bat, Yuab Sore, Wabnas Bat, Yager, Umisnafas Bat, Yisni, Bikidishin, because the mind is surrealization. Umisadat ne Yisrael, ikashni siris miratus, balekot leilo, vikifarens bahara shalei, vikipe badi wat beise, vilokashni asir, demitisum, vifneat shem pesachal mei, vinos nangla shni asirim, gerolis, vilekot ad shem, vilekot azazel, vikifarens asuya, asherolo vagero, ad shem, vosoratus, ועשוי רשור וסגרו לעזוזר יום את חי לפנית השם וכפרו ושאלה חויסי ועזוזר נדבור סודץ איזה קום חוץ ויגבר את האחר שלוי שבד ועד בייסי ושוחת ואחשוס השלוי ולא כך מלאמרתו מכך לאיש מהמזבע מלפנית השם ומלאים חופנו כתירסם מדקו ואילים ביס לפריחס, וסקטירס על האש, לבני עד שם, וכפיסו ענה אקטירס, אסקפירה של אידס ויומוס, ולא כך מדמפור, ואיזו וצבוי על פני כפירס, קיימו, פני כפירס, יזה, שבפומן, נדם וצבוי, ושורס אחר שלום, ובסדומי ביס לפריחס, וסדומי, השורס על דמפור, ואיזו יצר כפירס, בני כפירס, וכיפו עתידים בני ישראל ומפישיהם וכל חטאיסם וכן יעשר יומי אשר עניתם וסייכתם עצר וכל עודם יהיה ביומי בבואי לרב ובקיש עציסי ואחד מבעדי ובעד בישקוסר ומי פאדר וסטילי בוחר איתן יזולד יש ספר רבחיים How is it that הרמב״ם doesn't mention אם יהיה נמיצפס דלאב וכל עודם לא יהיה באמת. So he said at Teretz that one of the column of the Rambam that only Eliezer says to be mentioned, but it's really not like Yiyek Kiyahvados. Kiyahvados said there is no Yisah to be a Malachlekes. There is an Yisah, but that is Lissik Dedidu, but not that love. That's only Yisliwe. So that's only Yisakosuf, but the Kteras is possible. But there is no love. So Reb Chaim liked it very much. And then my father said, Rai, because Cholodno Yir made, so Yerushalmi says, Machlekes, one says it has reference to Malachim, one says, Takoj Boku Basmi. So if we say that it is reference to Malachim, Malachim are not Nistavra and Mitzvahs. So Reb Chaim said, that's not such a good lie, because only it's not, but after this one is. All right, now, if you look up in the dictionary, the big dictionary, you say about Pharisee, what is Pharisee? A member of the ancient sect in the time of the Second Temple. And another sheet is, another explanation is hypocrite. Because that means that the Pushim, the Chazal, were hypocrites. Who were not hypocrites? The apostles. They were the Sadiqim. How are they called? Is a very generous person. How are they called?
Meritorious?
Of the apostles.
The name of the guy?
Yeah.
But Paul?
Saint Paul.
Paul.
So how are they called?
Succeeding. Yeah, saints.
Yeah. Saints. What's something else? Angelicates.
Right, okay.
Angelicates. But now Kabbalah just opposite. The Pushim or Sadiqim, Succeeding. And they were hypocrites. They fabricated the whole story about Jesus Christ. Not only the Jews say that, but even Christians said, because there are two Mikiras in Chazal. One is in Gemara, in Sanhedrin. Maaseh B'Yishah HaNetzri was the Talmud of Shimon ben Shotach, Shehitzio Yishel Yitzkile B'Yarev HaPesach, who Bobeznus Kalu. So they said that the Sanhedrin killed him. but that is not shayach for doing. First of all, because Aboim Shona Kedim Shechab is a Migdosh, Potl Nefoshes Yisrael, and the other reason is that the Isha and Eitzri, they ascribe him at year one, the coming year, and that was happened 150 years before the coming year. Yeah, okay. What time is it now?
It's about a quarter day.
All right, you wait 15 minutes.
Stop?
Yeah.